At the April 7th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, the commissioners officially voted a declaration of local state of emergency for the county. This was done because of the coronavirus situation, and it will enable the county to be eligible for additional state assistance. The commissioners also voted to extend the limited access to the Pocahontas County Courthouse and to county offices through April the 30th. Emergency Management and 911 Director Mike O'Brien was authorized by the commissioners to submit an application for the 2018 Emergency Management Performance Grant. O'Brien explained that this is a reimbursement grant for that year's expenses incurred running the county's emergency management office, and that it is a formality as they have already been pre-approved to be reimbursed in the amount of $25,583 by the state under this grant once they submit the application. O'Brien also received approval from the commissioners to enter into a formal agreement with the GPS company TomTom to provide that company with their 911 addressing information. The agreement specifies just what TomTom can use that information for and what they can't use it for. O'Brien said this will help ensure that the GPS data in the county is more current. The commissioners also approved the purchase of 2 medical-grade HEPA negative air pressure machines for Pocahontas Memorial Hospital at a price for both not to exceed $3,100, which includes purchase, shipping, and handling. They approved routine budget revisions and resolutions for several county agencies. The commissioners also held a short discussion with members of the county health department about concerns with people coming in significant numbers to perform work in the county during this emergency and the risk of virus spread to the local community that could present. They said that an Ohio company was scheduled to bring in workers this week to rebuild the bridge in Durban, but local attorney Bob Martin informed them he had obtained a court injunction to delay that until June. Another Ohio company is also scheduled to bring in a large number of out-of-state workers to resume construction of a new motel at Snowshoe. The health department said they have recently received new authority to delay those kinds of things and will talk to the resort to ask them to delay that as well. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.